Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. I think it's Friday.
I hope it's Friday.
Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from beautiful, sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, well, we finished what we started yesterday. Land business expenses, line item by line item.
Because Jill got a little ahead of herself. That's the reality here. Sorry.
This wraps up the Velocity of Money Week here on the Land Academy Show.
Totally.
Before we get into the actual topic, or finish it, I should say, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. Luke asks, I got a deal to buy a lot made up of three parcels for $20,000. There's one smaller lot in the area for $20,000 listed, no stream. Mine is on a creek and a paved road, power line and water hookup. The road is right on one side of the creek, and the majority of the land is on the other side. Bridge,
oh,
anyone?
This is great.
Or is that too much to ask for in a buyer? Could a bridge to three lots? Could build a bridge to three lots and sell two to pay for it and then some. Any thoughts?
Yeah, so this anything. This is a great deal. Yeah. This is a not run to the bank, but this is a deal where you know, people love. Remember that property we had a while ago where you had to get, you needed a boat to get to it?
Pretty much.
And we couldn't. How
hilarious.
Fast did we sell that?
It was hilarious. It was beautiful.
There are people, buyers, end users out there that want to get lost.
Yeah.
And
they want it. They won't want the bridge.
Water access only is, yeah. This is a buy it as is, sell it as is, and market. This is probably market the heck up. Not even double your money. This is so special.
You got two waterfront properties because one on each side, by the way. Thank you.
I mean, there's limitless uses. I mean, I haven't told the story in a while. I bought a property that was in the side of the Grand Canyon, literally, like a rock climber. Like when it was subdivided, it eroded after that, and I couldn't keep that in an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rock climbers love to stick a plaque on the wall that says, I climb on the rocks that I own.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean,
thank you for not being a rock climber. Sheesh. Could you imagine?
No, I can't.
You come home in those funny shoes and
and
a bag. You have a pouch with a bag of powder hanging from your hip.
any hobby or sport that involves cute little shoes like tap shoes and stuff, that's not going to be.
That's
I'm not
true.
Involved in that.
Yes, that's very true.
Like those guys that ride the bikes,
I
understand. I understand.
I know
that.
And you wanted to do the bike riding because it is very healthy and it's out there and everything.
And I do it.
And you looked goofy because you did not dress the part.
I know. I don't have the cute little shorts.
You look good though. No, you look great.
You're backing up from that.
Your shoes are just a little too big for your pedals. Gucci loafers do not really look good on that, you know,
what kind
racing
of hobbies,
bike.
I wonder what hobbies women have that, like, men just shudder.
Oh, crafting.
Quilting.
Could you imagine if I came home with my stamp collection?
Yeah.
Sweetie, I'm going
to... We're losing half of our listeners here.
Sorry.
By talking about this stuff. I thought this show was supposed to be about real estate.
Sorry, let's get back to this.
That's what everybody's saying.
All right.
Can you guys please stop horsing around? I get an email once a week like that.
Is it from me?
No, I get I get emails from people like, you know, the show that you guys do would be fantastic if you stop screwing around.
I know.
Can you guys just talk about real estate like Ferris Bueller's history teacher?
Huh, that's funny.
What fun would that be?
I know. So the point is, you don't ask anybody to improve the property before you buy it, by the way, Luke. And I think this is awesome. And there's a lot that can happen with it.
Yeah.
I would snatch it up.
Right. Wonder if this is Luke Smith.
Because
he knows the answers to all these questions.
I'm betting it's not.
Me too.
Okay, cool.
Today's topic, land business expenses, line item by line item. Jill, this is the meat of the show. Jill talks to people who are thinking about becoming members. They book a little calendar call and they ask all these questions before they sign up. And so I know that you answer this probably 30 times a week.
Or my team.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh yeah, you have people doing it now. But so what are what are land business expenses, line item by line item? Start with the most expensive first.
Your subscription to the data. that, because that's one cost that's going to repeat every single month. Well, actually, let me back up. Education.
Well, I think it's the actual dirt. You know, I've heard you say this a million times. You want to spend your money on dirt first and foremost.
Save your money for acquisitions. That's very true. Yeah, don't go out. Don't rent a pretty office space and order some business cards and get a nice suit that you're going to wear to your first REI meetup. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So,
and don't quit your job, by the way.
Oh, and don't quit your day job.
You don't want to put yourself in a situation too early, ever. Not just with this, but anything, where you're like wondering where your rent's going to come from.
Exactly. You don't want to be sweating it.
Because you will fail.
Well, it's like taking out a big... You don't want to take out a loan from even if it's your father-in-law.
That's right.
Because he's going to be breathing over your neck, wondering when he's going to get his money back. And you don't want that.
We got an email. It put both of us in tears. We were talking about it last night.
Yeah.
These two kids, are they married?
Yes.
They sold their furniture to do this, and they're killing it now.
Yes.
It made me cry. I'm not ashamed to say. They took pictures all along the way.
It was so awesome.
What are their names? Do you remember their names?
Sarah and Reed.
They're both, I think she just quit her job finally. I don't know if he did too, but they're making, they're making more than both of their wages combined.
Yep. They already did last year.
How long did it take?
One year. And then this year, they're set up to double it.
Right. So I've always said this. I've said this. In fact, we have a show coming up called this. It takes 2 years to really become good at anything. You got to make a bunch of mistakes. No matter how much education you get, it takes a couple of years, 24 months, before you're really like, I got it now. Like, before, when the mail goes out, you know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But their story is truly amazing.
It is. It's so good. Okay, so back to the show. You're not asking me getting into the land business. You're asking me line item by line item. I'm in it. What do I need to expect every month? Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Well, you have your data. You have your mailers.
Mail.
You have your maybe your phones. You know, maybe you're paying for a Pat Live or something to answer your phone. Mm-hmm. Kind of think about that. Websites should be a one-time expense, setting it up, and then you're just, every time you have a property, you post it, so you can do that yourself. So that's not a cost. Your acquisitions, that should be the biggest part of the funds, right there. Acquisition funds. You're also going to have like recording fees, notary fees,
title closing costs.
Titles, right, and that, I roll that into the property, because whenever, it's like, I'm already factoring that in. When I'm buying a property, if I'm buying it with title insurance or I'm selling it with title insurance, I factor that into that big number. So I don't think, but you need to, you know, like if I could not afford title insurance, let's just say an extra $2,000 on a property, I wouldn't be buying that property yet, kind of thing. I would be aiming in smaller properties. I'm trying to think, what else?
Marketing
costs. That's
like
true.
Land Watch, Land and Farm, Land Pin, I think is free still.
Right. It is free to our members.
YouTube's free.
Yep.
The most Facebook's successful free. Members in our
Social
group, the ones
free.
That make millions of dollars a year, including us, have a pretty huge presence on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We should do a whole show about marketing. Mm-hmm. Because
we haven't in a while.
You know,
it's true.
YouTube is so powerful. I mean, the amount of traffic and everybody loves video, you know.
Exactly.
You can do it for zero. I mean, YouTube doesn't cost anything, but it just takes a lot of time. You're going to need to learn some computer programs. Like software is in a subscription to Adobe. And unless there's workarounds for software in the early days. But
and there's so much that you don't
you
have
look
to
look good.
Yeah, you know, this is like, I'm thinking early days. And then it changes. Like, say these are early days. Now you're in it for a year or two. Now what are your expenses? Well, you might have CRM rolling in the background to make your life easier, because you're dealing with a lot of buyers and a lot of sellers,
right?
And your inventory, you might have you probably have an employee on staff to manage your transactions, because you're doing so darn many, it's just nutty. And then and hopefully the same person or another part-time person or something, they're doing all the posting for you, so that's great. Don't have to think about that. And what else? And hopefully you have someone doing your marketing for you, promoting the properties out there. What else?
Keep going, Jill. You're nailing it.
You might have an office at this point. It might not be in your garage anymore because now you have a staff.
We spent
and
some
your
money
wife
on
said
equipment. No matter how long, no matter how you you think you, it's just every month we buy computers and stuff. I don't know why.
I am shocked. You know what? I got to say this right now. It's perfect. I think that's the number one biggest line item that we have had in our business next to acquisitions is equipment. This is a dig at me. No, but I mean, Come on, you got to upgrade your cell phone. You can't miss calls. Now you're rerouting calls. Now you have a special line for inbound calls and outbound calls. Who knows? You know, when you take it, that's stuff you got to plan for. I mean, that's what we have. It gets hilarious. You know, pretty much every employee that comes in, we just start fresh and get them the latest and greatest computer and say, here you go, make it yours.
Yeah.
And here's where you download everything. Jump in.
Right, I'm trying to think.
Programs. Oh, and other programs. See, that's, although, it depends
computers.
On...
Computers. I mean, software.
Software.
Like, we pay for a company called Wistia, which hosts all of our education, video education. We pay for, it's not cheap, a help desk program called Help Scout, which is on all of our websites.
That's a couple hundred bucks a month.
The CRMs that we use are all... are converted now to membership. So there's a month expense to that.
Right.
Labor is huge. Labor is our number one expense.
Right.
But if you're brand new, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Exactly. You know, and that's the beauty of it. You do it when you want to, and you do it as needed. You know, and there's a lot of things that you can do and hold out before you have to do that stuff.
Right.
You know, like you can... If you outsource some of the silly, menial tasks, that'll save you from hiring someone for a long time. Or, heck, even get a partner. You know, where you do that stuff, I do this stuff. Let's divide it up.
We have some members like that.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
That have no employees at all.
Yeah.
They just provide the money. And, like, one guy specifically has a bunch of rental houses he makes a bunch of dough on. And he just outsources every single thing.
Yeah.
And just the money that he makes, because his bills are all paid and all of it, all the money that he makes flipping property, he just puts in a separate bank account for retirement.
It's brilliant.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so it depends on where, I guess it depends on where you are in your life.
Yeah. And your career.
You can do it. That's the beauty of this is you have complete control. You can do it for just about zero. All you got to do is buy the data.
You know, and it's what's so nice is there's no, I don't know why I compare this to like owning a restaurant, but
oh my gosh.
talk about just, I breathe so easy. I never have to worry about food spoiling. My land's not going to spoil. You know, I don't have to worry. And the property taxes on land are traditionally not that crazy. Now and then I've got some with an HOA. So what? I budgeted for it. And I really try to flip those fast. Big deal. What else? I'm trying to think. And the taxes, you really don't have to think about.
Real estate taxes are, everybody has a lot of questions about real estate taxes, mm-hmm. and they're insignificant. Jill and I, the fact is this, we don't pay them. Jill and I have tons of property that have back taxes on it, and we don't let it go back mm-hmm. in most cases, but
our rule of thumb is it does convey with the property. We tell them it's priced this way because it comes with $350 in back taxes. Now, I can pay it. I've done this, too. If you want me to pay them $350 in back taxes, that's fine. But the new purchase price is this, then.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you pick. I don't care. However you want. And I've done that. Like, I'll say, I'll make current. That's fine. Then buy it for this. I'll take care of all this stuff. Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Because maybe they don't know how and they don't want to. And that's fine.
I mean, we have houses that we own free and clear that we pay taxes on, obviously.
Yeah.
You want to stay current on that, but not for land.
Right. For the stuff that we're, most of the time too, what we're doing, I'm only owning the property for days or weeks.
Right.
I'm not going to really worry about
exactly
any of that stuff. I just properly convey it and it's all good.
It's way, way, way cheaper than you think.
I know.
But it's not.
That's
but here's
the thing.
But here's, and please hear this, but it's not zero.
It's true.
There are some people, and I don't know where they get this idea that running a business is free. And I mean zero.
That's just not
the way it is.
Getting in the land business for nothing is ridiculous.
Because I think they hear that from other people.
I think you're right, and I think that's bad.
I also think they hear all kinds of stuff like this. Anyone can do this.
Oh, yeah. You don't need any money. Just do an option. Someone else will pay for that.
There's a guy in a guy who teaches guitar and sells guitars. His name's Esteban in the Phoenix area. For years, he had a commercial on TV, and his tagline was, anybody can play the guitar.
Oh.
And every time I heard it, I'm like, No, that's just not the case.
No, they can't.
Not anybody can play the guitar.
That's very true. That is very, very, very true.
In fact, he should probably explain who can play the guitar and probably get more business.
That would be better.
Like we do.
Exactly.
This is not for everybody.
Oh, you know, you're right.
If you despise Excel,
you
can turn your radio off right now.
Yeah. You have a spreadsheet and data, more than four rows of data, is scary and overwhelming to you. This is not for you.
If you believe that your hobby, like let's say you love to cook, should be your business, this you can turn your radio off. Somebody told me that a long time ago. That's never get in a business where it's all your hobby and you love it. Like classic cars. I dismally failed at that.
Like owning
you
a bar.
Yeah. You know what? Or
that's
like
what,
a,
we will
a
never,
winery.
Ever, ever own anything that has anything to do with alcohol. And you tried to
that's
do that
true.
One time, by the way.
That's true.
You came home one day and said, we got it. We got the website. My buddy and I have this all figured out because he manages all this stuff. We're going to
buy a distillery.
We're going to make vodka. I'm like, oh, no.
And then we were like, this is a really bad idea.
No. That was so funny.
Joe was against it from the beginning.
Wasn't it called Redheaded Slut or something like that? Seriously.
The stuff you say on the show, Joe.
Sorry, that's like a website. I think, wasn't that what you guys were going to call it?
I can't believe you say the words that you say.
That's what you guys came up with. Because somebody used that. Somebody used those words in conversation.
Yeah.
And then it led to this. And it was all, you guys had 18 cocktail napkins that you spread out and you had this beautiful plan.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, here we go. For the record, I let you run with these ideas.
Most of them you do.
I do.
And then, but you usually subtly say, you know, I don't. The real estate, it makes good money. We should stick with that.
I usually say,
here's the problem.
I'll be over here. You go right ahead.
The problem isn't money. You know, since this is very topical, so I can say this now.
Okay.
We're talking about line item by line item. The problem, anybody will tell you who does more than 10 deals a month, is not resources and all that. It's time.
True.
I struggle with this, and I know you do too, Jill.
Yes.
I even the level we are.
It's true.
I struggle with the lack of time and what to spend it on.
It's true. We've been having this conversation with House Academy, and as we're preparing and filming and you're creating all that, and we're trying to figure out some stuff, and there's been times where I'm the best person for the inbound phone call job, and you're afraid to push the button because you know what that's going to do to my time.
Yep.
And that's a very real thing to consider.
So people who are billionaires will tell you this, you know, then they didn't become a billionaire on accident. You have to have department heads and CEOs in companies that are completely detached from what you do. You can't go to work there anymore. I do not go to work in my companies anymore.
It's true.
I'm the guy who's 2 months to 2 years out front starting the new stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you'll ever get out of your own life and out of your own way, actually.
That's true. Yeah.
I learned this in...
You'll be in the muck all day and you'll never get ahead.
I started, if you've ever looked at my LinkedIn profile, I started as a commercial real estate broker right out of school. And then I went to, we did a startup. I got hired by a small startup group to buy and operate long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and assisted living buildings because I sold them a bunch of buildings. And I learned from that experience that you don't have to have any real overhead for that kind of those. You just buy a property and you've got an administrator on location and all the expenses stay there. And you don't have big corporate offices. We learned this by mistake. Mm-hmm. You don't need people in a corporate office.
Mm-mm.
You need it all at the, we called it the bedside expenses. And so we're running our land business now that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're
pretty lean machine.
Yeah, we're really lean.
I love it.
Me too. We made all the mistakes.
You know what? It's so good.
Years ago.
That's it. This is it. We can wrap up on this. This is how we can save you. Stay lean, man. You think that you're busy? Good. Keep it that way. Last thing you want is people standing around looking for stuff to do.
Right.
So that's good.
Every single person that we've had to let go, I look in the mirror and say, man, we should have done that earlier.
Right.
So don't be afraid to do that.
That's true too.
Same thing with VA. It's just get rid of them if they don't work.
Yeah,
the
if it
first
doesn't
day.
Work, move on. You're right.
The first day.
Yep.
Join us tomorrow for another episode where we discuss why land flipping education is imperative to succeed. That kind of falls into what we just talked about.
It is.
You need some education.
This is true.
You don't have necessarily you don't necessarily have to pay for it if you're really strapped, but I'll tell you, you're going to save yourself a lot of time and money.
I know. That's the end. Yeah. Do you want to spend 5 years or 5 weeks?
That's exactly right, Joe. Well said in one sentence.
Thank you. And we answer your questions posted on landacademy.com. Go there. Our online community is there, and it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in a while, but that's really true. I remember right when we first launched and I was talking to people about our program and why we're here and what it's all about. We're like, yeah, I mean, this is the way to get to where we are fast. You know, otherwise you could do it the way we did, you know, and spend 5-10 years figuring all this stuff out. Have fun, you know.
Every once in a while I hear a member say, man, I wish, you know, I started this a few years ago. And then they become a member after a few years.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they say, oh, geez, I wish I would have known that. Oh, my gosh, really? I know how much time and money I spent on sending postcards? Yeah.
Trying to figure that out? Boy, this would have saved me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every week somebody sends me a thank you note like that. Like, whew, you know, it's worth the money. Or they go get their own subscription to the data, and it's 3 times as much, and there's no education on how to use it and all of that.
That's very true. Could you imagine?
No.
Yeah, if you, yeah, call CoreLogic, good luck. That'd be hilarious. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.